Second event, the Sweeney, We Know the West, is the 1,509 three-year-old. Take out 3, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So it's been knocked around a bit. What will they do with Sheer Madness? Go forward or go back, do you reckon, Warren?
I think the way the scratchings have shaped the race, Dean, I think they're more likely to go forward. I thought Mascolino probably holds a spot from the inside, and Estorac too. The barriers 1 and 2 probably find themselves near the speed. I'd be surprised if they don't come across with Sheer Madness. Certainly the race has changed dynamics with the scratchings, but I thought Mascolino, Estorac, and possibly Sheer Madness would be the ones rolling forward.
What do you like?
I'm going with Sunquest. A small field might help him be able to build into the race. He's obviously come back in good order. He's been a bit of an eye-catcher at his two runs to date. A little bit of a tactical sit and sprint might count against him, but, gee, I think he's going well. And I'm going to go with 8, Sunquest, ahead of 2. Estorac, who was okay in Sydney first up, he'd be fitter. There's some good form lines through his last preparation. Abiro also will be off the speed, but that's the Merchant Navy form line, which just seems to stand up every time you see a race meeting. And Mascolino, although it was only easier grade win, he trialled up nicely going into that win at Cranbourne. There was a touch of arrogance about that win. 8, 2, 6, and 4.
And Mascolino, our spy Marty Seiden said, was one of the best workers there on Tuesday morning. Matt, Abiro's a horse I like a lot, but he's a big, long striding horse. How will he get round the valley?
Yeah, well, and I reckon the scratchings, I mean, I'm a Sunquest man, but just with the stop-start factor, and he needed a nice flow into it, Sunquest, and maybe Abiro's the same, Greg, but the scratchings have actually diminished my confidence a bit with Sunquest, so I just wanted a good gallop to roll into the race. But I did everything I could to beat it last start. I backed it at the $41, and I sat next to the trainer, which is a Moz, and it even still ran well. So, and Steve Richards is cock-a-hoop about it. I'm so happy for Steve that he's got another nice horse, and he was so nervous sitting in the grandstand last start, and we got up and walked off, and he said, Mooney Valley 1,500 in a fortnight, that's when we'll win. So I'm happy to go with the two-week-old Crow there, 8 on top for me, and hoping for Steve that it can get the money. Abiro, another one who's promising, Greg, is going to hit the line really hard. Estorac and Sheer Madness, and maybe Sheer Madness might have some advantage here if it can control a skinny field. But no, I think the 8's a really nice horse. 8 on top from 6, 2, and 5.
Okay, Dean?
I like Abiro, Greg. I think, I don't know if he'll get as far back today. I think Craig Williams will be a little bit proactive from that draw in the small field. And yeah, I thought his win first up was pretty good. Second horse, Vossergeist, won through the week. And I think that form will stack up. And as Warren mentioned about the Merchant Navy form, early in his career, so I'm with 6 to beat Estorac, who is a four-time winner, so he does know how to find the line. I thought his first up run was terrific. Mascolino, he's won 2 of 3, and it was a pretty arrogant win first up, but he can measure up. And Sunquest's got a good chance, but I agree with Matt. I think he'd have been a lot better chance in a big field rather than the tactical battle that looms ahead, especially from the outside draw. So I've got him in next best, but I'm quite keen on Abiro in the small field. 6, 2, 4, and 8.
Okay, what's the money doing here, Trent?
Well, in the second race here, Greg, in saddlecloth order, we've got Aspect 21, Estorac 420, Mascolino 5, Sheer Madness 14, Abiro 350, Sunquest is the tab fixed odds favourite at $3.30, and Kettleston at 17. And just with the amount of scratchings that have happened, Greg, that's knocked around the market a few times, but the popular runner is the favourite, Sunquest. Mascolino has had support, did open up $11 on Wednesday, but once again, there's been a fair few scratching, so the punters have just kept the powder dry a fair bit for the second.
Okay. Did I get a market from the first? I might have failed to do that.
That's all right. We'll go with the first here, and we have Domino Vitale 15, so that's Dino's selection, and also Warren and Matt have certainly pumped up Domino Vitale at the $15. War Baby 101. Samovare is the tab fixed odds favourite at $2.60 and the most popular runner. Special Diva 9.50. Nimini Pimini 9. Tavi Bay 61, See the Sparkle 460, Jackie's Joy 31, Spanish Reef 440, Trinity Hill 34, Betty Ray Ruby 26, and Star Patriot 71.
Okay, don't go away, Trent. My tips in the second are 8 Sunquest, 6 Abiro, from 2 Estorac and 1 Aspect. So